Now call. Very funny.
Something the matter?
Oh, no. It's just seeing you like that. It's a little strange. I mean, it's like looking in a mirror.
Morning. Hey, Barry.
Morning, sir.
Love it?
Mail, sir.
Thank you. You know, this is not the army.
I realize that, but in that uniform, you do inspire a certain degree of rabid obedience.
Really? Would you?
Can I change now?
No.
I wore it in. Proves I got it.
Regulations.
Regulation 312/B requires all plainclothes officers to be in uniform once a year to ensure a full uniform capability in the event of civil disorder or a natural disaster.
Very good, Levy.
Also gives the guys downstairs a few laughs. Of course, they'll keep it to themselves. Anything else, sir?
Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Dietrich, looking sharp.
Oh, this old thing?
What you working on?
I got a robbery here. Cotterman's liquor.
Cotterman's again?
Well, actually, it's been kicking around for a while.
Since when?
1973.
73?
Yeah, gas was 45 cents a gallon.
73? Nixon was still president.
No, he's got an airtight alibi for this one. I'm working on a few suspects.
73? That's 7 years ago. Hasn't the statute of limitations run out yet?
No problem. I got till midnight.
Aren't you cutting it a little thin?
Yeah, that's why I got no time for chit-chat.
Good morning, people.
My, we're looking natty.
Ah, thank you.
Where's your uniform?
Oh, that? Different drummer.
Barn, we got a disturbance in an apartment over in Delancey.
Who you on with?
Him?
Oh, right.
Harris.
We'll talk later.
Count on it.
Did I change the rules for you?
Pardon me?
You're not dressed the same as the rest of us.
Am I ever?
Couldn't last forever.
What?
This is Alex Fleischer. He's a member of the United States Postal Service.
Oh, sure. Start with the slurs.
And? Well, apparently he became a little upset when his landlady let herself into his apartment unannounced.
She's always trying to catch me naked.
Regardless, he chased her out into the hallway and up a couple of flights. We found the door open, went in, and found all that stuff.
Mail? Yes. So?
This isn't all either, Barn, is it? The whole apartment's full of mail. I mean, packages, magazines, fruit baskets.
Yeah, there are postmarks in there 5, 6 years old.
The problem with that? How long have you been
not delivering the mail.
I start my eighth year next month.
Or not.
The mail, it's all junk anyway.
So you've just been dumping it in your apartment?
Why should I have to lug it around? Living out of third-class garbage? Stupid greeting cards. Boring letters to people I don't even know.
Because it's your job.
Sure. You go for the obvious.
Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Fleischer, you want to take a seat
Sergeant
over here?
Sergeant Roger Horwitz will take care of you. He's dressed for it.
I'll be on the couch.
Better notify the postal authorities.
Yo, sit down over there.
I really don't see what the big deal is.
What? Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds.
That's UPS.
Do you believe that guy trying to get away with something like that?
What about the uniform?
It looks damn good. Look.
I mean, the day's half over anyway. Which leaves you ample time to go home and slip into something less comfortable.
I don't have it.
What do you mean you don't have it? Where is it?
I don't know. It must have gotten lost when I thinned out my wardrobe last year.
Oh, really?
Barney, it was a very hectic time. I mean, when they switched back to traditional, Barney, it caught me completely off guard.
I remember.
Yeah. So anyway, Barney, don't worry. I'll have a uniform next time around.
You will have one by 6 this evening.
Oh, but even if I can get to the uniform place today, I mean, there are alterations, fittings,
You can get one off the rack.
I thought we knew each other.
Okay, I need your address.
1215 Delancey. Of course, my mailing address is a post office box.
I know you probably caused a lot of hardship for a lot of people.
Oh, no. I gave people all the stuff they really needed. Social security checks, utility bills, TV guide.
Why don't you just admit it? You're a lazy slob who's taken a free ride at the people's expense.
Something wrong with that?
All right, I mean, if you add it all up, I mean, the jacket, the pants, the hat, the helmet, the stick. Fine, you're talking $300.
That's about right.
I mean, not that money is the problem.
And what is the problem?
I don't know. Fine, it's just that with my book doing so well and other projects in the offing, Barn, I just think that I'm,
above it all?
Wow, it's more than that. Barn, I am on the verge of a change of life.
Really?
I am juggling a lot of things right now. I mean, there are investments. There's a possible movie sale for Bob. I mean, Barney, it's just hard for me to deal with these marginal duties.
Let me tell you something. I'm getting very tired hearing about Bob.
Oh?
And the movie sale, and the autograph parties, and the gold, and the investment, and all the rest of the mishigas that disrupts the work of this squad.
Mishigas, I'm afraid you've got me at a little disadvantage.
I'm afraid you're going to have to make your mind up what you want to be. Because I'll tell you the truth. I cannot afford a cop who only dabbles in police work.
With all due respect, Captain, just because your prospects are severely limited, I don't think you should go around projecting your frustrations on an innocent bystander.
A uniform is required today. I would advise you to get a uniform today. Unless you have some immediate prospects for tomorrow. Yes!
Captain, I think I got my man.
Fine.
I'm gonna go get a warrant, see if I can pick him up.
Yeah, good, okay.
Well, I'll get on it.
Sure.
I'm sorry for the interruption.
Okay.
Nice jacket. Just getting it started again.
Hello, Mac.
What's going on? What'd you do, kill another dog?
They don't know about that.
How are you? I'm Captain Miller.
William McDonald, Postal Branch Supervisor.
Oh.
I zipped right over here as soon as I got your call.
Well, we really appreciate that, Mr. McDonald.
Zipped over. It's postal humor.
I see.
Helps us through the gloom of night.
More postal humor?
You know, I don't understand what Fleischer's doing in the cell. I mean, he's one of my best carriers.
Well, that may be, Mr. McDonald. However...
Hey, what's that?
That is a portion of the mail we discovered in Mr. Fleischer's apartment. Apparently, he has not been delivering the mail for the past 7 years.
That's not our policy.
I didn't think it was.
May I speak to Mr. Fleischer privately?
I guess.
What the hell were you doing? Besides that...
I can't believe this.
All right, move inside. Yeah?
6 years, 11 months, 29 days.
Time flies, huh? This is Michael Farentino. Picked him up in his room. Mr. Cotterman's coming down to make a positive ID.
Very good.
Is this your idea of a joke?
Beg your pardon?
7 years in that crummy room. Getting my food left at the door. Doing my laundry in the sink. Never going out. Because I knew you cops were out there, combing the streets, hunting me day after day, year after year.
I started Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Afternoon.
You people are really sick.
Yeah, Jean Valjean. I got time for now. Yeah, Ronnie.
You know, Arthur.
Hey. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
One size fits all.
Harris?
Barney?
I'm glad you thought things out, and obviously I'm delighted you decided to join us.
Thank you.
As for our earlier discussion, I said some things in the heat of the moment that I didn't mean. I'm sure you said some things you didn't mean.
No.
Excuse me.
The hell with him? All this time. 7 years. I was sure you guys were out looking for me.
You know this couldn't have happened at a worse time. You know how busy we are in January getting out all the Christmas stuff.
Relax. Don't sweat it.
Yeah, sure. Used to be we could relax. Then we were the only game in town. Suddenly we got all this hotshot competition with their overnight service, guaranteed delivery, fancy Lear jets. It's free enterprise going mad.
Sad commentary.
And then you go and pull a dumb stunt like this.
What's your point?
My point is that you can't just stop giving people their mail. They won't like it.
So how many complaints have you gotten against me?
Oh, no more than usual. In fact, damn few.
People don't complain about what they don't get.
Yeah, well, that may be, but still. We can't just up and stop delivering the mail altogether. I mean, sure, it would radically reduce manpower costs, vehicle use. Save on fuel consumption. That would look very good on paper. Oh, that's insane. Oh,
Unthinkable!
But it could work.
Fine, you're going in the cage.
Actually, I guess I don't really mind being caught so much. At least I get a chance to talk to some people.
Uh-huh.
I was alone for so long.
7 years, right?
Right. No human contact, not even a phone call.
Inside.
In fact, in all that time, I didn't even get any mail.
Hi there.
Captain, I have tried to talk to Fleischer, but I'm afraid it's a waste of time. I think he's mentally unstable.
I would know about that.
Of course, you realize he was acting entirely alone.
No one's accusing the post office of any wrongdoing.
I can assure you this sort of thing probably won't happen again.
Probably?
Did I see that? Well, I've better be getting back. Somebody will be calling to arrange for Mr. Fleischer's transfer to federal jurisdiction.
Fine.
You'll be sure to let me know where they forward him.
I'll keep you posted.
The fun's contagious.
Barney?
Yep.
Wanna talk in the office?
No. Well, there's no reason we can't talk out here. I mean, let's face it, our dispute is not exactly a secret. And the other members of the squad?
Yeah, well,
Sure, go ahead. Woj.
I'm here. Well, look, Barney, I just felt that, that you were, you know, forcing me back into a corner and, you know, trying to force me to decide my whole life right then and there.
You put me in the position where I had to force the issue.
That's true. Yeah, well, right, that was my fault. I should have had on a uniform, and you certainly had a perfect right to point that out.
Thank you.
Of course, I mean, you did digress a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, when I, you know, when I said how I felt, how tired I was hearing about your book and your other pursuits, I meant that. Perhaps I said it with a bit too much gusto, but something I felt should be said, something I felt you should hear.
Okay. I can see that.
Good.
Barn, also, you know what I said to you about your prospects being somewhat limited?
Severely limited.
Severely limited, right. Well, I meant that, too.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why should everybody have to have my compulsion for success?
Right.
The point is, Barn, that, I mean, there are going to be conflicts. There's going to be a certain degree of hostility and jealousy. And it's healthy.
Exactly.
Well, I feel better.
Yeah, I think it's good that we talk like this.
I mean, you really need them in the kitchen. I mean, to get your pies out of the oven, cookie sheets, casserole. They're also very decorative, with a wide selection of colors and designs.
Want to get them out of here?
Is
he's all set. They just gotta come pick him up. Can I change now? It's checkout time.
You know, actually, these things aren't that bad. I just happened to glance at myself in the mirror and, can't complain.
No.
In fact, you know, uniforms are kind of in right now. You know, with the village people and all.
What village people?
They're a group. Of singers. Oh. You know, like the Modern Heirs.
Oh, yeah. You really dug them, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Oh. Just dropping off the manpower reports before I leave for the day.
Fine. Thank you, Levitt.
My pleasure. You know, it's sort of strange seeing you all in uniform while I'm in plain clothes. Why don't we keep it that way? I'm on my own time now.
Here's a Fandemonium fun fact. Abe Vigoda, who plays Fish, a broken-down cop who looks like he might drop dead at any second, was in real life very healthy and highly athletic. Huh, TV just doesn't add 10 pounds, it adds 10 ulcers. Now stay tuned for more Barney Miller, only on TV Land. ¶¶